Welcome everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze, getting closer than ever to Chanukah Tavshin Pei Vav, and hoping for a year of bracha v'hatzlacha. Yaakov Avinu heads out to the house of Lavan, and on the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineers things so that he sleeps at the place of the Beis HaMikdash, at the Har HaBayis, the place of the Akedah. As you know, there he has a dream. When he wakes up, he says that Yesh Hashem b'mokem ezev anechi lo yodoti. He's actually expressing that had he known that this Beis Hashem, this is a Beis Hashem, he wouldn't have gone to sleep there. He goes to sleep in a mokem that's a mokem HaMikdash. He actually expresses that had he known, he wouldn't have done it. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered things so that he should sleep in the at the Makom HaMikdash. And needs an explanation as to why the Ribono Shel Olam did it this way, and not only that, but it's a tzas pella that Yaakov wasn't margish, he didn't have the sense that this is the Makom HaMikdash. When Gedolim go to places of Kedusha, they have a hergish of a place of Kedusha. And Yitzchak just saw the Makom HaMikdash from the distance. He saw Anan Kshur Alahar. He saw that the Shekhinah was above the mountain. He saw from the distance. And it was hidden from Yaakov Avinu. Why was that so? So Ramesha, in the second volume of Darash Ramesha, has a beautiful explanation. He says that here Yaakov Avinu was, so to speak, leaving Kailu and going to work, in the sense that for 14 years he was in the Beis Shem Ve'Aver. He didn't sleep in the Beis Shem Ve'Aver in any normal fashion. And here, after the 14 years, he understood that finally it is time for him to head out and to find the Shidduch, which of course involved working for Lavan. As he left, he was leaving from a life that was 24/7, was in the Beis Medrash, literally. Between his davening and his learning, there was nothing else in his life. And he was going forward, he would be with sheep, he would be with the family of Lavan, he'd be in a place that's much more challenging. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show him that even sleeping could be made kaidish. Even sleeping could be made kaidish. He went to sleep on the har, he went with the right intentions. You know, at the right kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Yaakov Avinu that the sleeping, the eating, the drinking, all the gashmias that you're about to be involved in, all of that is also an avodah. It's also a chelik of the avodah. To quote Rav Moshe, "Kol ha'maisim avgashmian yu l'kavana tevo ritzuya." Person should know that it's all done as a chelik of avodah Hashem. What was Yaakov Avinu's response to that? He took the stone on which he had slept, and he said, "Va'evin asos yeh beis elikim." He said, "This stone should be first a matseva, and then a beis elikim." He said he understands the Kaddish Baruch Hu's message, and the stone on which he slept, the stone on which he did the davar gashmi, that has the kedusha as the Kaddish Baruch Hu had let him know, and he got the message. This is a message for Bnei Torah always, who go from the Beis Medrash out into the working world. When a person has a sense that he's going from a situation of lechatchila to a situation of the di'eved, he's likely to fall. He's likely to see himself as less than he was before. He's likely to see himself as somebody who's a failure in the Avodas Hashem. And it's not so. Every part of Olam Hazeh, a person working to the things that he's supposed to be doing, has potential to be Avodas Hashem. And that a person has to understand. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this message. We have the Bechir HaAvos, Yaakov Avinu, sitting and learning the 77 years of his life, and he goes out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a message. You should know that it's not as if, okay, you left Kedusha, now you're going into Chayil. No, even the Chayil that you're heading to has to be Kedusha, has to have Kaddish. To the degree that even the sleeping was on the Makom HaMikdash. So this is a lesson from the beginning of the parasha. The second lesson for the day is a lesson from Rav Pam, and it has to do with the pasuk at the end of the parasha of Yisko L'Kibes Rachel. When Rachel finally has children, has a son, the pasuk says, Hashem remembered Rachel. And Chazal say, Maz Zechira Zachalosh, Tikasa La'achaysa. What's chus that he, did Rabbi Hashem remind him of? The fact that she was quiet when she had every right to speak up when her sister was taking her place. So the Hashem remembered if she is machnes saras otech beisa, so then she deserves to be helped. So Rapam in the Atar Lamela page Kufayin Ches says it's nifla ma'ayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with human beings, with members of Klal Yisrael. She was going to need a big Yeshua 14 years earlier, 14 years before Yosef was born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for Yosef, for rather for Rachel, an opportunity, a moment where she would be Zaycha through passing a test to be able to have Yosef. To be able to have Yosef, Rachel not use that moment to do chesed with her sister, she wouldn't have deserved later the v'yisko l'kimis Rachel. Halay davaru. Sometimes in life we have challenges that come our way, and they're difficult challenges, and we don't see what the good of it. Very often the good is that later it'll stand for you. Rapama, this piece, and Kufay Ches is rather not a piece on this week's parasha. It has to do with the pasuk of this week's parasha. But it's something that he used to say as a shmuz and yom and neiroim, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin zechuyos for a person, so that later when he needs it, he has where to reach for it. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts opportunities in a person's way. And so, this is a lesson that when challenges come your way, Yishimafriach anyway. Certainly, without a question, challenges come your way, and you should see it as opportunities that you're going to have to come on to later. You're piling up this chusim that you may well have to come on to later. And if so, in that way, be more motivated to do Batzlacha Gedela. So, one thought at the beginning of the parasha, one thought towards the end of the parasha. My last thought of the day has to do with Kiddush Labana. Today, we're only at a point where many of us will probably be saying Kiddush Levana here in Brooklyn, New York, where we've had rainy weather, but tonight hopefully will be clear weather, and we'll be able to say Kiddush Levana. What's going on in Boynton Beach, I don't know. They probably overcast all the time. But over here, we should be able to say Kiddush Levana. At the end of Kiddush Levana, we say a pasuk from Hosea Perikei. And that pasuk is the end of the price of the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. There we daven to Hashem lemalos pikimas halavada v'lo yeh bo shum miut azir halavada karachama karshivus yimei bereishis k'mashayis akaidem miuta. We daven to come to achris hayamim when the light of the moon will be like the light of a sun. Shenema v'shneema eris hagadayim. And we end with the following: yiskayim banu mikvash hakasuv. If you mekuyim bayas the pasuk that says uvikshu as Hashem alakeyam es David Malkam, that's a share perikim of pasuk a uvikshu and Klal Yisrael. It's in the vua that it will happen. That Klal Yisrael will be mevakish Hashem alakeyam es David Malkam, and the Melas David. That is that we hope for the day of Yeshua, when the la'asid lavei will come and Klal Yisrael will be freed from Hashem and Galias. The question that this pasuk poses for us is a rather difficult one. And that is the following question. What will happen when Mashiach comes? Who will be the Melech of Klal Yisrael? Is it going to be David, the original David HaMelech B'Kvay Devi Atzmai? Or is it going to be his descendant, the Melech HaMashiach Ben David? I mean, most of us imagine that it's Mashiach Ben David who's going to lead us. Yet here it says, that Christ will be Vakesh David himself, that David himself will be the one who leads us. There are Psukim Yecheskel that seems to say so. Yecheskel Lamed Alechov Dalid. Ani Hashem Eyolahem Leilaikim Va'avdi David Nasi B'Secham. And my servant David will be, it sounds like it's talking about David. Later again in Lamed Zayin Chav Dalid. Va'avdi David Melech Aleihem V'roya Echad Yelukulam. That there will be one leader for Klal Yisrael. Don't think it's going to be David plus Mashiach and David. No. Roya Echad Yelukulam. There will be one leader for Klal Yisrael. The similar pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lamed pasuk Tes, Babel is Hashem Elokeihem, there's David Malcolm, Asher Akim Lahem. So it sounds like it'll be David himself. Halei Davaru, is it David himself or is it the Melech HaMashiach that will lead us? A big shoe. It's Hashem Elokeihem, is David Malcolm. The Rambam Shita is that there are two Tukufis. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Malachim and in the Pirush Mishnah is the end of Chelek. By the Yud Gimel Ekrin. And he says that there will first be a period of Yemais HaMashiach. There will be a bittul, a destruction of Shibud Malchus, of Klal Yisrael having obligations to the kings of the nations of the world, and a bittul of the Yetzirah. And the Olam will continue, the world will continue for a period of time known as Yemais HaMashiach. The Rambam says there will still be, that people will still die at that period of time. But we're going to live. The only difference will be the Shibud Malchus. Subsequent to that, there'll be a period of Tchias HaMeisim and the final eternal Olam HaNeshamis that will exist. According to the Rambam, it's very Gishmak. Very Gishmak. Before Tchias HaMeisim, during Yemais HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David will lead us. After that, after Tchias HaMeisim, when David will get up, Moshe Rabbeinu will get up, he'll teach us, and Aaron HaKohen will lead us. And of course, then it'll be the original David that will come back. So Ulai, that's good, like the Rambam. Rav Sadia Gaon disagrees. Sadia Gaon and probably most Rishayim disagree. And according to them, it's not answered. But okay, better half an answer than a full answer. Better an answer like some sheet this. Half an answer is no good. I should have said, better an answer that fits like one sheet, even if it doesn't fit like all. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayetze, Shabbos of Aliyah for one and all. Kol Tov.